Welcome to the free intro audio class, 7 Truths Every Wedding Planner Should Know. My name is Debbie, creator of WeddingsForALiving.com, and during the next 20-25 minutes or so, I'm going to share with you a few things, 7 truths, that I've learned and believe every aspiring wedding planner should know. First, let me give you a little bit of background about who I am. In the late 90s, I discovered the world of balloon decorating, and I spent my evenings and weekends learning how to create balloon arches and balloon decor for birthday parties and other social events, all while working a 9-to-5 job. What I discovered during my time doing this was that I was also getting a lot of requests for help from my clients with the actual planning of the weddings themselves, and I was enjoying that aspect a lot more than the balloon decorating. I soon started planning all types of social events, but the events that gave me the most satisfaction were weddings. So in 2002, I officially launched Down the Aisle, a wedding planning company from my home in New York. In 2003, I moved to the Washington, D.C. area and continued operating my business from my new home. As I planned more weddings and developed my business, I moved the operation out of my home and into commercial space in 2003, and things really began to take off. It was during this time period that I became the local instructor for the Wedding Planning Institute, a company devoted to providing instruction and education and certification for aspiring wedding planners. I loved the opportunity to help other people, primarily women, create the business they had dreamed about. This led to the creation of WeddingsForALiving.com, and it is designed for startup and small wedding planning business owners who want to catapult their companies to success. And so in this introductory audio class, I want to share a few things with you about what I learned along the way as a wedding planner. 7 truths. Are you ready? Let's go. Truth number one. Image matters. Present yourself as successful and creative. Don't be a snore. Planning and designing weddings is a stylish and creative industry. As a wedding planner, you are the artistic genius who delivers events that inspire, dazzle, and delight your clients and their guests. Everything you do as a wedding professional should reflect the statement you are trying to make. As I developed my wedding planning business and started meeting local wedding vendors, I was amazed at some of the business cards and brochures and websites that I came across. I noticed that the creativity and energy that so many of these professionals possessed didn't always apply to their marketing materials. Brides will instantly form opinions about your wedding business based on the way your company looks when they see your website and receive your printed items, and the way it sounds the first time they dial your telephone number. Your business cards, your promotional kit, your written contracts, each of these items speaks volumes about you and your wedding business. How do you want your business to be remembered on paper? If your introductory letter says ho-hum, what does that say to your potential clients? Your customers expect a wedding planner who is creative, so don't think for a minute that plain white stationery and ordinary business cards will set you apart, because they won't. If you don't already have one, check out some of the logo design companies on the web. I used a company called LogoWorks.com. The process is painless and relatively affordable, but there are several others, in fact, many more others now, out there. Brainstorm and use that creativity until you find a match that feels right to you. In this industry, your business identity is crucial to your success if you want to be identified as an established wedding professional. Without it, brides may perceive your company as an unreliable or unprofessional venture. As soon as that engagement ring lands on her finger, a bride begins the decision-making process at full speed. Bridal magazines begin to pile up, and more than likely, she's online. As a wedding professional, what does your website say about you? And you do have a website, right? From the moment a bride clicks on your site, she should be enticed and want more. Expect her to communicate via email. And by the way, what is your email address? Because if you're a planner who's in business, there's no excuse for using a free Yahoo or Hotmail email account. Using a free email address like AOL screams amateur and gives the impression that you're not savvy enough. Setting up an email account with a professional domain name is easier than ever now. even if your website isn't quite ready yet. Check out sites like GoDaddy.com, where you can purchase a domain name for your business for less than $12 for the year and start using the email account that comes with your registration. Doing this helps you build a consistent brand for your company. When a bride-to-be attempts to call you on the telephone, what will she hear? Answer your telephone with a bright and cheery voice. Be excited. Let her hear the passion in your voice. Spare the dry-sounding monotone for something else. And if you're unavailable when that call comes in, what does your voicemail greeting sound like? Call yourself and listen. Voicemail doesn't make brides happy, but if she has to hear it, will she know that she's reached a place of business, or are you still using your home voicemail for your business calls? Something as simple as including wedding-related background music helps in setting the right tone. Everything sends a message, even how you dress when you meet with potential customers. Remember, first impressions are everything, so make certain your image is a fabulous one. Truth number two, it's hard work being a wedding planner, so be prepared. Thanks to the media's coverage of celebrity weddings, J-Lo's box office hit, The Wedding Planner, and reality wedding TV shows, life as a wedding planner is portrayed as a glamorous and exciting career option. And with companies spending less on their events, many corporate meeting planners are discovering that weddings are the one sure thing to be recession-proof. No doubt, this is an exciting career, one where you can use your creativity to orchestrate one of the most important days in a couple's life. But stop and think for a moment. Why do couples hire a planner anyway? To save time? Keep costs down? For me, as a professional wedding planner, my clients hire me to accomplish things they are unable or unwilling to complete themselves. You assume the role of money manager, making sure your clients get the most bang for their buck. You are the creative genius, inspiring them with one-of-a-kind ideas. Nobody wants their wedding to look like all the others they've been to. You're the logistics specialist, keeping track of what needs to be done when. You are an endless source of information, a walking Rolodex with the inside track on all the best local wedding resources, ideas, and contacts. That's a pretty tall order, and in my opinion, not very glamorous at all. Eventually, as your business grows, you'll delegate some of these tasks to your staff, but initially, it's fair to say, these are some of the many hats you can expect to wear. Being organized and developing systems is a major role for you. As a professional planner, be sure to have systems in place to guarantee that every single base is covered. Whether you opt to use professional wedding planning software, and there are some great ones out there, or a paper-based system, you've got to be logical and organized. Creating checklists is the order of the day, so much so that your lists will begin to have lists. As planning progresses, it's your job to remind your couple of what needs to happen when. That's why they hired you. Never forget that it's all about your client, not you. Check your ego at the door. Your clients are hiring you to create their vision. This is not your wedding. Be ready with your ideas, but be receptive to theirs. If your bride acts clueless, that's okay. Listen to her carefully and take notes. You are there to guide her in the right direction. Truth number three, develop a niche and grow rich. As a planner, if you try to market to every single bride out there, you're wasting your marketing efforts. Nobody can market to everybody. Don't hurt your chances for success. Seriously consider a niche or specialty for your wedding planning business, especially early on in your career. By developing a niche, you instantly attract a special kind of bride, and as a result, you can charge more. Now, I know your initial reaction may be, I don't want to limit myself to one type of bride. And that's a logical response, but in reality, the opposite is true. You see, when everyone is trying to work with the same bride, knowing that only one wedding planner will be selected, that just isn't good business sense. Worse yet, if you're accepting whichever brides or clients come your way, you're sacrificing your ability to build the kind of business that fits your vision. When you're a specialist in any industry, you become so proficient in your area of expertise that clients will clamor for your help. Your reputation and your business will grow as a result. One of the best ways to come up with a niche is to look for an area or market that is not being catered to. Before you make the decision to build your business around a particular niche, do your research and determine why this area is being overlooked by other wedding planners. Proceed carefully. Your competition may have gone after this market but found it unprofitable. But if you discover that your idea is a feasible one and there are enough prospects for you to successfully develop and grow your business, go for it. As an individual, you can also create your own niche. Ask yourself, what areas of expertise do I already have? Focus on aspects of weddings that give you the most excitement, the most challenge, and the most satisfaction. Then make it your business to become the very, very best at it. As a planner, I always love the idea of a home or tented wedding. You know, just like the wedding in Steve Martin's hilarious movie, Father of the Bride. Now, if you've ever planned a full-scale wedding at home or some other off-site location, you know that it's a logistical nightmare. I mean, you have to bring everything in. Tables, chairs, a dance floor, spoons, and napkins. And then there's landscaping, permits, tents, parking, off-site catering, portable toilets. The list goes on. It takes a special kind of planner to figure all of that stuff out without losing control. When I researched the specialized niche of home weddings a few years ago, one planner's name in particular kept surfacing. Her name popped up in several wedding articles. She was listed as a resource in quite a few books, and at the time, she didn't even have a website. But her name was out there because she's a specialist who knows her stuff. High-end home weddings, and her fees reflect that. I mean, let's face it, in any industry, wouldn't you expect to pay more for a specialist as opposed to someone who's a jack of all trades? That's what happens when you have a niche. There are so many niches to be filled within the wedding industry. Theme weddings, destination weddings, encore weddings for couples marrying the second or third time around, small intimate weddings with guest counts under 100 people, or maybe you decide that you only want to handle one particular aspect of wedding planning, such as day of consulting only, or just referring pre-screened wedding professionals. If your background lends itself to a particular culture or ethnicity, that's another potential niche for your business. As a wedding planner, developing a niche can be highly lucrative. And believe me, it won't limit you. Instead, brides will be drawn to you. With a niche, you avoid wasting marketing dollars and time trying to reach less qualified prospects. Once you've decided on a niche, collect data on that target bride. Write down a one or two sentence description of your bride that includes info such as her age and household income. Find out what she reads and then market like crazy to her. You won't regret it. Truth number four, stand out from the crowd. Why should a bride do business with you instead of all the other planners in your area? If you can answer this question concisely and honestly, then you have identified your unique selling position or your USP. If your response took some time, however, or if your answer sounded a little vague, then this is an exercise you should spend some time on. Standing out from the crowd ties in with truth number three, develop a niche. If you have a specialty or a niche for your wedding planning business, don't bury it, don't hide it. Promote your niche as your unique selling position. Make sure your website, your marketing materials, and your elevator speech reflect what makes you stand out as a professional wedding planner. Work on coming up with a concisely worded statement of what makes you stand out and why a bride should do business with you. Practice saying it over and over until it becomes second nature. Once you know what it is that makes you stand out and how to explain your unique selling position to others, pretty soon you'll notice that the people you speak to will want to learn more about what it is that you do, and they'll remember you. Most importantly, those same people will know exactly what type of client and what type of bride you service, and in turn, you can expect them to send those clients your way. Truth number 5, establish a network of wedding vendors whom you can rely on, and then treat them like gold. You're only as good as your worst vendor. Cho Phillips, executive director of the Wedding Planning Institute, coined this phrase, at least I think she did, and it sums up this topic perfectly. Wedding planners very rarely do everything that needs to be done for a wedding all by themselves. Instead, they help put together what I refer to as a dream team, a group of professionals who do everything they can to make each wedding fabulous. Before you hang out your shingle, you must take the time to scour your local area for the best wedding talent that's out there. Your brides are expecting this. The time to search for a photojournalist within your bride's price range isn't the day after you meet with her. Be sure to have and continually develop an up-to-date list of professionals whom you have interviewed, met with, and checked the references off. And take the time to really check each and every reference. Keep in mind that the best talent isn't always the company with the biggest ad either. Ask your friends and family for their feedback and suggestion on vendors they've used or heard about, and then check them out. And when you find a wonderful vendor, ask him or her for their professional recommendations. This way, your list is continually growing. Once a vendor has been hired, let them do what they've been hired to do. Don't micromanage, yell, or become the planner from hell. Just like you, these are professionals who are talented within their field. And don't forget that you're a vendor also. Make it your business to become a preferred wedding vendor for some of your local facilities. If you've planned a wedding at a local venue, inquire about becoming one of their preferred vendors. If they like you and believe that you can enhance the wedding experience for their venue and their clients, this is a fantastic opportunity for obtaining more wedding planning clients. Truth number 6, set up an efficient and profitable pricing system for your wedding planning services. How much do you charge to do a wedding? How often do you hear that question? It's usually one of the first things a bride will ask you. You need to be prepared to provide her with a response. Figuring out how to charge your clients is probably the most frustrating part of owning your own business. When I'm conducting a seminar, I receive more questions about pricing than any other topic from new planners. There are many consultants who charge $20 an hour and some with fees that begin in the thousands. And there are markets for both ends of the pricing scale. In addition to the vast differences in price, fee structures also vary across the country. You have the option of charging a flat rate, meaning for a fixed price you complete specific tasks. Some planners charge an hourly rate. Charging a percentage of the total event cost is yet another option. And you can also get paid by referral fees or commission. This is where the suppliers or other wedding professionals pay you a part of their income in exchange for you sending clients to them. Some methods work better in certain areas than others. So how much do you want to make? Start by determining what you would like to earn this year plus expenses. For example, if I need to take home $3,000 each month to survive, and I know that my monthly business expenses, telephone, supplies, rent, and so on, total $800, then my grand total each month needs to be $3,800. If I value my professional time at a rate of $50 an hour, then I need to bill at least 76 hours a month. That's $3,800 divided by 50. Get out your calculators and double check my math. And since you may not be actually charging by the hour, then you need to convert this into weddings or events. You might be able to accomplish this with one larger event Or you may find yourself doing several smaller tasks, such as invitation orders or bridal accessories, to reach that goal. I hope that makes sense. Let me know if it doesn't. Use your accounting skills and creativity to come up with a structure that works for you, but just be sure to figure this out before your phone starts to ring. The other part of pricing is being able to estimate how much time planning an event will actually take. This skill comes with time and experience. For me, I usually try to keep track of how much time I'm spending on a wedding, even if it's just a note on my calendar each time I complete a task, whether it's time spent for a vendor visit, including travel time, or my face-to-face consultations with my clients. Doing this helps when you're trying to estimate other projects in the future. Truth number 7, aspire to become an expert. Invest in yourself. Make it your goal to gain as much exposure as you can for you and your company. Educate yourself. Take courses on wedding-related subjects. Your local community college is a great place to start, and is also a great place to meet colleagues and pick up skills that you'll need and new ideas for your wedding business. Whether the courses cover event design and trends, business management, or even cake decorating, they'll add to the knowledge you need to successfully grow your wedding business. Try to learn a new technique every week if you can. Read, go to seminars, listen to audio classes like this one. Continuously improving your skills will help you to increase your sales and your profits. Be a leader. Don't be afraid to share your knowledge of weddings with others. Educate yourself at wedding conferences, join and be an active member of the local bridal industry association, and always read the bridal magazines. Why not host your own bridal show event with local vendors? As a planner, putting one together should be relatively easy, right? After all, you already have a list of wedding vendors. And I'm not talking about the gargantuan size events with hundreds of exhibitors. Plan something on a small and more intimate scale at one of your favorite local reception facilities. Put your creative skills to task, and why not base the entire show around one central theme? You become an instant expert. People will get to sample your work, and they're going to start liking you. Why not make it a goal to teach at least 4 classes this year, one for each quarter? Be heard. Write columns for your local newspaper. Write a newsletter. Start a blog. Write articles and handouts on various wedding topics, and then give them and share them with as many people as you possibly can. You become an expert, you gain credibility, and your writing can become a nice source of additional income. Remember, somewhere out there, a bride is looking for you and needs your help. You just have to make that connection. If you have worked on your skills and have outstanding services to offer, you will make it happen. Believe in yourself and approach the marketing of your business with determination and a positive attitude. I'll leave you with a favorite quote. Nothing is as real as a dream. The world can change around you, but your dream will not. Responsibilities need not erase it. Duties need not obscure it, because the dream is within you and no one can take it away. You can so do this. Thank you for listening.